Okay, so our next concept is particle motion along a curve. Okay, so this is a widely used concept, and much of physics is actually based off of this concept in calculus. And so before we actually get into a more difficult example, I'm going to show you how to apply this to a more real-life example. So just take this graph of x squared. And if the x-axis represents time, I know that's impossible because we're going into the negative, but let's just say the x-axis represents time and the y-axis represents distance. In this situation, the derivative of this graph at point 1, 1 would be represented by this tangent line. Okay. And using the equation, we can also come to this same conclusion. The equation of this graph is x squared. The derivative of that is 2x. So at the point 1, 1, the derivative of x squared would be 2. And if we take the slope of this line, we'll find that the slope is in fact 2. So in this graph, if the x squared graph represents distance over time, then this line right here would represent velocity or speed over time. And likewise, this specific point, 1, 1, would this point at 1, 1 would be representative of the acceleration at the point 1, 1. Okay, so this is the example that we will be using. Okay, if you read over this, our equation is x to the t. It has to be the to the t because we are discussing in terms of time now. 2t e to the negative t. And for part A, we have to find the acceleration of the particle at when time is equal to 0. So when we see acceleration, we immediately think second derivative because velocity is first derivative and acceleration is second derivative. So for part A, we're going to find, first of all, the first derivative in order to get the second derivative. So using the product rule, we get that the derivative is negative 2t e to the negative t plus 2e to the negative t. And the second derivative would be 2t e to the negative t minus 2e to the negative t minus 2e to the negative t. And when we input 0 for t, we get 4. So the acceleration of the particle at t equals 0 is 4. Okay, so for part B, in this part, we already know that the second derivative, we know what the second derivative is. So to find the velocity when the acceleration is equal to 0, we set the acceleration equation equal to 0. So we get 0. Okay, so we can go ahead and cross this out. So t is equal to 2. So when t is equal to 2, the acceleration is equal to 0, so then we input t as 2 into the velocity equation, which is the first derivative equation again. So then negative 2. So that's your answer. When acceleration is equal to 0, the time is equal to 2, and the velocity is equal to negative 2 over e squared. Okay, so the third part is a little bit more complicated. They're asking for the total distance traveled, so we know that we have to use the equation given, the x of t, the distance equation. But before we actually start using the equation, in order to determine whether the function is increasing distance, increasing the distance the entire interval of t equals 0 to t equals 5, we're going to use the velocity equation to see if they are increasing the entire time. So if we input 0 and some middle point, let's just say 1 to make things easier, we can see that whether the distance is increasing the entire time. So using the velocity equation, we can make a timeline. And 0, let's go with 1. And 5. And in this interval right here, it's increasing. It's positive. The velocity is positive. The distance is increasing. And in this interval, the velocity is negative, and therefore the distance is decreasing. So right off the bat, we know that once we find the distance at the specific points that we chose, 0, 1, and 5, we're going to have to subtract this distance traveled right here from this distance in order to get the total distance. Okay, so continuing up here. At x, when x is equal to 0, we input 0 for the equation, the distance equation, and we get it equal to 0. And if we input 1 is for the time, t, we get about 0.735. And when we input 5 for time, about 0.06789. Okay, so like we predicted over here, the distance between this time increases, but then between this interval it decreases. Therefore, in order to show this in a more simple way, we'll keep this as 2 over e, and this as 10 over e to the fifth. So if we put this on a time chart, you can see that this is below this, and it decreases over that interval. So in order to find the equation to find the total distance, we do 2 over e, the distance at time equals 1, plus, and then you subtract the distance at time equals 1 from the distance at time equals 5. And then we get
and simplify that further, and we can end with this. We don't want to actually simplify that more. And this is, in fact, the distance traveled between time equals 0 and time equals 5. And that's all.